What's up, y'all? It's Manjali here, coming from good old Nashville. We just came from our walk. We're being very coupley.
Holding hands and
holding
walking.
Hands, walking, talking about life.
Yep.
We're planning on living here in Nashville for half of the year to be Nashville residents to save on them taxes.
It's a big change. But yeah. even though we're splitting time and I've been self-soothing by saying it's not like I'm really moving to Nashville and like uprooting my California life. It's just splitting the time. It's still a big change. It's still, establishing a community here. And I already have some community here, but like, you know, your favorite grocery stores, what house you're gonna live in, like your routine, like your safe space. I'm very big on having a safe space. So just getting that. It's a transition. It's an adjustment. But I'm excited for it. I'm excited to say yes to adventure and say, okay, God, let's go.
And that's what we wanted to talk about on this video. Like, what happens when your significant other makes a big change? Like, what happens, whether it's career, whether it's, you know, personal theology. Like, we've gone through a lot of big changes. I remember when we first got married, one of the biggest changes was there's a point when Ange started her deconstruction where we had like massive conversations and blowouts about whether or not she believed even that the Bible was real, you know, which at that point, you know, you're married and you're thinking, we're both on the same path. We both love Jesus. This is awesome. And then all of a sudden your wife tells you, you know, she don't believe in the Bible anymore. And so it threw me for a loop, but we want like, it didn't throw me to where I'm like, oh, I got to get the hell out. It was more like, what do you do when that significant other makes that massive change? And I think for me, even back then, is as religious as I was, though, creating space for people to grow and to be fluid is one of the most important things, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, and it was definitely I didn't know if you wanted to cut that part.
No.
Okay, just kidding. I think it was definitely a learning process for Manny to learn that he needs to create space and that's the best route, because at first it definitely wasn't that. It was, yes, there was space, but I think in maybe Manny's fear or just trying to understand and figure out what I was going through, it didn't feel like a safe space to deconstruct with him. And then it became that.
Yeah, and mainly because I thought I had all the answers as far as why I believe what I believe. Because I was not deconstructing at this point. At this point, I'm full in the ministry. I'm touring the world and I'm telling people about Jesus. And my wife... It's like, I don't believe in this Bible anymore.
It wasn't, I don't believe in this Bible anymore. It was, I don't know. I don't know what I believe.
Yeah,
I don't
it was
know.
Asking
it was
the
that.
Questions, which is good.
Yeah.
At that point, I was just, again, I was over religious and it felt like questioning meant doubting and doubting meant you off the reservation, you know? But I think what we're saying is the answer is to hold space for one another.
Hold space.
Think fluidly. Like, it is an impossibility, and it is a, a very bad expectation to expect your significant other to stay the same your whole marriage. Like, your entire life has to be fluid. It has to be a river to which you just allow it to just do its thing and not hold each other to what you thought a year ago or 6 months ago. Or 10 years ago, you will change. Everything that you think will change. Your life will test you. God will test you. And everything that you said when you first got married is probably going to be a whole different tune 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in. And so what we're learning, that the most positive thing that we can be is fluid. So I don't hold I don't hold too tight to anything
anymore. And I think also... the idea, which is just in relationship in general, but also if you're in a situation where your partner is making a life change and you have to adjust and go with flow, whatever, is try to understand before being understood. And I think that is just a good principle overall to apply. Try to understand what they are feeling and
before demanding them to understand you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were going to say something else? I'm sorry.
No, that's it.
Yeah. That's a good idea. We just want to encourage y'all, like, especially in relationships, especially in this season. There's so many big things that, again, like, we just started off this video telling you, and there's literally nothing I hold on to anymore. Everything can be sold. Everything can be traded. Nothing is forever. That's another big thing we're learning. No move, no whatever. Like, no decision is forever. Sometimes you guys have to make a parallel move to move forward, and you can always come back. And so don't ever fear the forever, you know. Most of the things that you guys are going to have to decide on are going to be momentary seasons, and you'll go in and out of them. As long as y'all are down for one another.
Just say yes to adventure.
Yeah. So this is us. We'll do another video when we get a house over here, and we'll do a video from that house.
You guys will be the first ones. Actually, I can't promise that because this guy goes live on his stories randomly, and I don't even know what he's saying.
Sometimes. Whatever. But I don't go like this. So you will be the first to know. Anyways, love you guys. Hey, please send us messages on things that you guys want to hear us talk about.
Yeah, what Mangela topics?
Mangela. And Bea and Maddie as well, if you want to hear them talk about something.
Yeah.
We can't force this enough, or not force, encourage this enough. We want to hear from you. This whole Patreon thing is for you guys. So it's literally the time to be selfish and say, I want to know about this, or I want to hear about this, or can you tell me your opinion on this? And we'll do a Mangela about it. All you got to do is ask, literally. So, yes, please do. Love you guys.